Welcome to another in our series of Politics and Review podcasts. We again see the Peach State of Georgia already making more political news. After a tumultuous 2020 election cycle that saw Democrats converting both of the state's U.S. Senate seats and upsetting former President Donald Trump, it looks like a lot more political action is unfolding in one of the premier southern states. Defeated Republican Senator David Perdue, who lost his seat in the January 5th runoff election to now Senator John Ossoff, just filed a new campaign committee with the Federal Elections Commission for purposes of exploring a new Senate race. This time, his opponent in 2022 will be special election winner Raphael Warnock. Mr. Perdue uses the argument that he actually, quote, won, unquote, the regular 2020 general election that featured a record turnout of just under 5 million individuals, and he certainly did place first in that vote. Under Georgia law, however, he needed to reach majority support to claim the seat, of which he fell just 0.25% short. Therefore, he was forced into the runoff election, resulting in a loss to Senator Ossoff. A Perdue entry into the 2022 race, as Senator Warnock runs for a full six-year term, would likely freeze the Republican field. That means people such as former Senator Kelly Loeffler, who lost the special election to Reverend Warnock, and former Congressman Doug Collins, who also lost the 2020 Senate race and is being encouraged by former President Trump and others to jump into the 2022 Senate contest, are probably frozen out of this race. To reclaim the seat, Republicans would likely need a clean primary so as to marshal all available resources for a tough general election fight. Could this mean that Mr. Collins, in particular, might then challenge vulnerable Governor Brian Kemp for renomination in the Republican primary? Maybe so. The Nevada Democrats are taking further steps to make their state more prominent in the 2024 presidential nomination process. The Nevada Democratic Party during the week, in following the lead of former Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid, endorsed a measure moving through the state assembly to change the Nevada caucus, currently third on the presidential nomination calendar, into a primary and move the election date to January 23, 2024. This would temporarily put Nevada first on the nominating schedule. The measure may pass, and as so many other states have done, the chances of them converting from a caucus to a primary are thus high. Becoming the first primary state, however, is another question. New Hampshire has awarded their Secretary of State with the sole power of arbitrarily moving their presidential primary 1 week ahead of any state trying to move before them. Therefore, it will be difficult to dislodge New Hampshire as the first in the nation primary state. The Iowa caucus, which proved to be a debacle for national and local Democrats, as even today we aren't totally sure who actually won the 2020 caucus vote, could be endangered, however. The 2024 election is a long time away, but political moves toward that end are already in progress. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.